Unit 10.
Страница 778. 1. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух предложение.
1. When we arrived at the theater, the play had already begun. 2. When we arrived at the theater, the play hadn't begun yet. 3. When we arrived at the theater, the play was beginning. 4. It was 5 to 10 in the morning. The exhibition had not yet opened, but all the preparations for the opening ceremony had been made, and a lot of people who'd come to watch it were waiting outside. 5. Many reporters wanted to talk to the winner, but he was too tired to talk. He had run a long race and wanted to have a rest. He was very happy because it was his first real victory. He had never taken part in such an outstanding event before.
Страница 782. 1. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух предложение.
1. We would like to contact someone in your institute interested in our program and sharing our ideas. 2. All the workers operating this equipment must read the instructions very carefully and follow them. 3. The city has houses representing various architectural styles. 4. The houses damaged by the floods will be rebuilt. 5. Congratulating the film director on his success. The speaker said his film was a great achievement for the whole team. 6. While introducing her guests to each other, the hostess says a few kind words to each of them. 7. When planning your daily routine, don't forget to leave time for outdoor exercise. 8. Not knowing our partner's point of view, we decided not to give a definite answer. 9. Being very strict, he never allowed his students to miss classes.
Страницы 783-784.
Topics for discussion. A few facts about the history of big cities. 1. London, the capital of Great Britain, is one of the oldest cities in Europe. When Julius Caesar crossed the English Channel and invaded Britain as far as the Thames in the middle of the 1st century BC, people had already settled there and were living on both sides of the river. Like many other very old cities, London was never planned. It grew around two centres, a fort the Romans built on one bank of the Thames, and an abbey, founded later on the other bank. As time went by, the place round the Roman fort developed into the City of London, the country's business centre. The abbey is now known as Westminster Abbey. By the middle of the 1st century AD, London had already been in existence for about 100 years. Roads leading to other towns had changed into streets, market grounds became squares. London was growing. In the year 1147, in a part of the world Londoners had never heard of, a town was founded by a prince on a site which he chose for its beauty and convenient location in the middle of a magnificent forest on the bank of a river called Moskva. The river gave its name to the city, which later became the capital of the Russian state. When the first trade contacts were established between England and Russia, the English pronounced the name of the Russian capital their own way, Muscovy. From this comes the modern Muscovite, a person living in Moscow. If we compare the maps of Moscow and London, we can see a similarity between them. Like London, Moscow was never planned. It grew up around its centre, which had been surrounded by a wooden wall built by the first residents. The wooden wall was later replaced by a brick one, and palaces, cathedrals and churches were built inside it, forming what is now known as the Kremlin. New houses were built around this centre, forming enormous rings, and the roads to other towns gradually changed into streets running across them.
Страницы 788-789. 4. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух примеры на новые слова.
1. Trade and cultural contracts already existed between Russia and England at the time of Ivan the Terrible. 2. I have similar ideas on the subject, but I wouldn't say mine are exactly the same as yours. 3. We can offer you a model of similar quality. 4. I'm happy to say that the college founded a few years ago has grown into an important research centre. 5. If it hadn't been for the city's residents, the magnificent forests surrounding it on all sides wouldn't be in existence now. 6. The hotel serves meals to residents only. 7. They live in a small town on the south coast of Italy. 8. There were gradual changes for the better. 9. Our views were changing gradually. 10. The old equipment was gradually replaced by the most up-to-date. 11. I'll have to replace those tyres. They are badly damaged. 12. I wouldn't believe it if it weren't an established fact. 13. I suggest that you compare your results with theirs. 14. How does your new model compare with the old one? Are they very different? No, I'd say they're very similar, but the new one is more up to date. 15. These two pictures can't be compared. One is clearly so much better than the other. There's no comparison between them.
Страница 789. 5. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух диалоги.
1.
According to the map, the museum isn't far from here.
Let me have a look. Well, it's most definitely somewhere down this road, but it may be a long walk. Look, there's a policeman. Let's ask him.
Excuse me, officer. Can you tell me the way to the Museum of Modern Art?
Certainly. Walk down this road to the third traffic light, cross the road, turn right, walk a bit, and take the first turning on the left, and you'll see the museum. It's opposite the City Bank. You can't miss it.
Oh, thank you very much. I've written it all down. Is it a very long walk? Wouldn't it be a better idea to take the bus?
Well, I don't think so. It isn't very far. You'll enjoy the walk.
Ah, thanks again.
That's all right. 2.
Excuse me, how do I get to Albert Road?
Albert Road? Let me see. Take the 24 bus. The stop's over there across the road. The 24 will take you as far as the new City Library. Get off there and change to the 15 bus. It'll take you to Albert Road.
Ah, thanks a lot.
That's all right.
Страницы 790-791.
Topics for discussion. A few facts from the history of big cities. 2. Unlike old cities such as London or Moscow that grew by themselves, without any preliminary architectural plans, cities built later were planned by architects before construction started. The best example of Russian city built according to a plan is, without any doubt, St. Petersburg, founded by Peter the Great. Peter wanted to find a new capital for his new Russia, and for this purpose chose a piece of territory on the Baltic Sea that had been taken over by Russia after a war with Sweden. It was a swampy land, on which it was extremely difficult to build anything, but a convenient place for a port that could give Russia an outlet to the seas and other countries. The city was built in record time, but it required enormous effort and cost a large number of human lives. The city is famous for its wonderful planning and its magnificent palaces, monuments, cathedrals, and other places of interest. Most towns and cities in North America were built according to a plan. One such town was founded by the Dutch on territory bought from Indians. It is known that part of the territory called Manhattan Island was exchanged for beads and other ornaments, all in all worth $24 at that time. The Dutch called their new town New Amsterdam, but when the territory was taken over by the British in 1664, they renamed it New York, in honour of the Duke of York. Now New York, where millions of people are engaged in industry, banking and finance, is considered the financial and business capital of the United States.